Hey, it's Morning Hog Brew Review. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot, in the midst of some flavors that we're very happy to have here in the studio this morning, enjoying, a smattering of different flavors for December. Just try to change some stuff up. Maybe something new you could stick in your stocking
there
in
a couple weeks, right? Some stocking stuff.
Only a few weeks away now. You know, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So we had a N.A. Blue Moon.
Yep.
We had a Chamoy.
Vicky
Chamoy.
Yep.
And then now where?
Sierra Nevada.
Oh, I know that. Ooh. I know those places. They got mountains over there.
And plains. So we've talked about Sierra Nevada's Little Thing line for quite some time.
Right.
They have a Hazy Little Thing, Big Little Thing, Wild Little Thing, all kinds of stuff.
So they come out
with a rotational SKU now that about every 3 to 4 months they change the flavor on.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I think it was Juicy Little Thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
This time it's Dank Little Thing.
Oh.
Steve.
Oh.
Yo, what's up?
Do you remember what dank refers to in the terms of beer?
Doesn't it have terpenes?
It does not, but you're close.
With it?
Close. Dank is usually referred to because hops and marijuana have very close genes, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So it's one of those words that are described because of that. You should get a nice, very
it definitely
distinct smell.
Dank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yep.
So this comes in at 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Dank Little Thing. It's a hazy IPA.
Wow.
Did you see the can on this thing, though?
It is hazy as hell. Look at that can, too. That is a beaut. Yeah.
That thing's awesome.
They really dialed that thing up.
I like the red mixed in there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or orange.
They've kept that hazy line, as you said. They keep the theme, but then they changed some colors. They swapped it up a little bit this time.
I
like it.
So, like I said, this is kind of a seasonal, if you will.
Mm.
So, if you see it out there, make sure you're grabbing it, because in a few months, it's going to be gone and replaced with another flavor.
I'm going to be grabbing it. I'm definitely grabbing it. The beer.
Now, you said this is a hazy? It's pretty hoppy for a hazy.
Agreed. So, this is probably the hoppiest hazy I've ever had.
Whoa. Yes.
And I think that's because of that dank thing going on there. You're getting huge hop bitterness up front and hop aroma, I guess you want to say.
Sure.
And then it finishes out like a hazy, but that is very unique. I like that.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, I know you guys will definitely like that.
It's an unexpected twist because the hop is like, it just lingers.
Right.
It hangs around the front, it's in the back. I'm not still like, hey, I'm still here. Out back, you're locked in the back porch. Why can't I get in? Like that. I mean, never mind. I'm talking about beer still.
Right.
But this is very, super unique. I don't remember having anything like this.
No, yeah. Typically with those, especially the hazy IPAs, you're not getting much of that like resin flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more of the juiciness of the hops on the back end of that citrus flavor. This, you're getting both, but you're definitely getting a lot of that resin flavor up front, then it dissipates.
I like it a lot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I agree.
I feel like I'm in my own haze right now.
Snap out of it right here.
Riggs, there's another beer. Sorry, yeah. We got one more beer to go to still. That's right. Josh, what is
next? Right. Remember our friends over there at your hometown?
What's that?
Athens, GA, is that what you're talking about?
That would be
home of the two-time national championship, soon-to-be three-time national championship, Georgia Bulldogs.
The who?
Is that what you mean?
I think that's the one. Okay. Yeah. Friends over there at Terrapin.
Mm.
I noticed I called out all our breweries friends.
Yeah, like, they are friends.
They are friends.
Well, they're all friends.
Yeah. Anybody that gives you beer is a friend.
So we've had this beer before. It's a well-known seasonal from Terrapin.
Okay.
Wake and Bake.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Steve knows that term well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I most certainly do.
I specifically didn't have any caffeine this morning.
You're talking about baking cookies as soon as you wake up, though.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm a chef.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's called a baker.
He does pastries for children.
Yeah.
So this is a coffee oatmeal imperial stout.
Mmm. Mm. Smells nice and roasted.
No, it's an imperial stout. Because why? Because of the ABV?
9.4%.
Woo!
That'll get the job done. Mm. So, like I said, this is definitely a coffee stout.
Definitely got that, that dark roast, that burnt taste.
Yeah, definitely a dark roast behind it. Are you familiar with the Jittery Joe's?
Yes.
Really?
Jittery Joe's coffee line down there in FCA?
Sure. So, same exact place. So they partner up with them to get those coffee beans and stuff like that. This is a beer I look forward to every single year.
Yeah.
They've done like variations of it as well that are always amazing. But it's always nice to have the OG Wake and Bake.
You know, the underground coffee, not underground, but I guess the coffee market, the independent coffee market.
Right.
People get their beans from different places. Like I found out that a dude I know is running like coffee beans now.
Really?
He's got like a side hustle with coffee beans.
Is this legal?
I don't know. That's why I'm not mentioning his name yet.
Where's he get them from?
They're from the Carolinas.
I
don't know. But Jittery Joe's Coffee was like a big one in Athens, and they have they oftentimes sponsor cycling teams.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. It's a Brew Review fact. You can't dispute it.
That's the first one.
Yeah, it is the first one. It is. But man, this will give you a little boost, I would think, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this is delicious beer. Definitely seasonal, so if you see it out there, limited run, not a ton of it out there. Total Wine, ABC, local independents, or you can always check out our website.
srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about. Nice pull.
I like that.
Nice pull, bro. Little sampler.
Yeah.
Some interesting array, stuff. Right?
It's a little all over the place today, but you know, three brand new products and one OG. I think that's the way to do it.
I think what Josh has said, he's got a lot of famous quotes that are hanging in the SR Perot warehouse walls that say, like, variety is the beer of life. Right.
Definitely attributed to me.
Yeah. That was, Josh said that. He also said, like, Steve, get your foot off of me. This is not a resting place for your... And then that was the thing that happened.
That's probably the biggest banner we have in the warehouse, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably the best thing to do right now would be to say cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.